T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A very serious question right now.
Go ahead, give it your best shot.
With all this rain we've had over the last couple of days in San Diego, you didn't sink another car, did you?
No. Priuses don't float, and now that I know that, I'm parking it on hilltops.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, our guest of honor tonight, a face that I so dearly miss. I don't get to see this man enough, and I think the last time we hung out was Beer Week last year.
Yeah.
And with you, you've brought a guy, I see him in my studios every weekend hanging out with Steve West.
That's what I do.
It's part of our Movembers. We got Chad here. We're here representing Movember and Pints for Prostates tonight.
That's what I'm doing. I'm here. I'm like an employee just during the month of Movember. I hang out with Steve all weekend long.
So tonight we're going to be drinking Bitter Brothers beer, and I can't wait to see. I mean, last time we were drinking some amazing sours you had done.
Oh, Brother, our Tarthau. I think we brought Dry Humor, which is our brewed IPA that we made hasn't come back.
That
which
was
needs to come
so
back.
So good.
God,
yeah.
Do you remember that? I will say this.
It's the best brute I had.
In all due respect to all of our friends everywhere, best brute IPA ever.
I think it was top five for sure. So,
oh, don't sell yourself short, dude.
I don't like to toot my own horn.
It was the best.
Well, we're gonna drink some of your beers tonight, talk about what's going on with you and what's happening with Pints for Prostates. It's Friday night, and I need a beer, and you poured one in my hand. What are we starting off with?
We are drinking Bill's Pills. It's our Czech-style pills, named after the owner, Bill. It used to be called Bitter Bill's Pills, but people kind of took offense to the bitter part, thinking it was an actual, like, bitter pilsner. It won a blind pilsner off last year against Epic Society. We beat Nom Core by like 3 votes.
Well, dude, you are in good company with all those other ones you just mentioned.
Yeah.
I noticed something else. You poured this from a can. Are you canning
beers
now?
Yeah. So Bitter Bill's Pills is the first year it's been in a can for us. It added up. This year came onto the lineup of our core beers. So now we rock a Hefeweizen, Family Tart, IPA, and then now a Pilsner.
Dude, I gotta say, I would drink this from now on till morning.
Mm-hmm. Ken? The show has just started and you've already started blathering. So while we straighten Ken out with a pot of coffee and a joint, let's play something to go along with this Bitter Bill's Pills. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Seriously, Ken, I don't know if we can bring Chad to any more of these things.
Seriously?
The stories that he tells are way too distracting.
Oh, my. Man, he's like TMZ right here at the beer world.
It's like sitting around a bar talking with your best friend drinking beer. I guess it must be the Rock and Roll Happy Hour.
I guess it is.
Woohoo! So we're drinking with Tyler Tucker from Bitter Brothers Brewing, and we've got Chad, who you hear on the weekends with Steve West all the time, our man of Movember with
me.
Pints for Prostates.
That's me.
And we're drinking beer. Now, the next one we're going to drink, this one you said literally just came off the canning line, just came out of the tank.
Yeah, the 4-pack we have here literally came off the canning line into my truck. This is Family Tart. It's our Berliner Weiss style with prickly pear.
Woo!
So it's a kettle sour, and then we add a ton of prickly pear fruit. This is Monica, who's one of the owner's favorite beers. She calls it her rosé beer because the color is just that like perfect. Yeah. Like
that's fun.
You can taste the prickly pear in this.
Yeah, this isn't fun. It's a kettle sour, so it takes us about just shy of like 32 hours to make it.
You
so
know what I like about this kettle sour, though? It's not overly yogurty.
We used to use yogurt, and then it was good. It worked really well. And then the lab god S. Morgan kind of steered me into a different direction, and I owe her every bit of success this beer has had recently with the change of culture and stuff like that.
Well, this stands out among kettle sours. Yeah. This stands out.
And it's fast.
And again, I noticed this is also something that's in cans. Are you rolling this out this weekend?
The prickly pear's been out. It's our like June through end of the year. We're about to switch over to White Peach come the 1st of January. So
I'm going to ask you a very difficult question right now. Have you thought of hard seltzer?
We have. And we've thought about it really hard. I don't think we're going to touch it.
That was more of an answer than I thought. I really was just baiting you so I could get into the break, and we'll come back with a couple of songs from this family tart and another beer from Bitter Brothers Brewing. It's the Rock and Roll Happier on Alt 94.9. My favorite thing is when I'm getting ready to open the mic and Ken starts saying inappropriate things. It is the Rock and Roll Happier on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy. With me as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Tyler from Bitter Brothers Brewing, and we've got Chad from Pines for Prostates. So how's the Movember push going this year, Mr. Chad?
You know, it's going great. And you guys, I help, you know, Steve out every weekend. And I've known Steve for years now. We've been doing this for years. You know what a lot of people don't know about Steve West?
I know that he loves Brick from Ben Folds.
Huge Ben Folds fan. A lot of people do not know that about Steve West.
Huge Ben Folds fan.
We help you guys raise some funds. Like, you know, if you guys are listening on the weekend, great auction items, and you guys have been a great partner with Pints for Prostates.
Yeah, up for auction right now, I believe, is actually the chance to co-host a Legends of Alternative with Steve West.
You do the whole programming, all 4 hours.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And am I not eligible because I'm an employee?
You get enough airtime on this radio station. We started off the program with the Bill's Pills, and we also had the Family Tart. Now, there's no denying that I love Ambers, Reds, Browns, anything malty, especially around the holiday time. And Tyler, you have brought me... Now, is this an amber lager or an amber ale?
Amber ale. It is called Redheaded Stepchild. So this beer came out last year at 7%.
Excuse me?
It was an Imperial Red.
Okay.
Did really, really well. But we wanted to kind of back it down, bring down the alcohol, bring down that heat a little bit. So we brought it down to 6% alcohol. And it's just been crushing it for us.
Oh, bless your heart for taking it down a whole point.
Surprisingly, it works out really well. At 7, it was really good. Just had a little bit of back end heat because there wasn't a big malt bill.
You know what it reminds me of?
Hmm.
Like Celebration.
My favorite beer. This has a little bit more, less malt, a little bit more hops because...
It's definitely got a little more of the hop bite to it. Yeah. But it does have that Celebration kind of Christmassy feeling to it.
That malty, spicy holiday warmth and cheer.
It's got Simpsons T50, Cascade, Centennial, Chinook. So that's pretty much Celebration or those three hops.
I hear sleigh bells.
I know. It is. Celebration is my favorite beer. And I kind of looked at that recipe and was like, hey, how can I make this fit towards like a more of a San Diego style palate?
This being something like a Celebration, I take it you do this year round or is this only around
the holidays? No, this is just we start making it in July and it ends in December. Yeah, it's creeping up on the end of time. So
I'm gonna celebrate this as I play a song, and then how many other cans are sitting over there?
Total cans?
We'll go that. We'll say that's enough. It's the Rock and Roll Happier on Alt 94.9. As we drink beer and talk about proper phone etiquette, it is the Rock and Roll Happier on Alt 94.9. Yeah. Happy Friday night. Thanks for being with us as we drink with Bitter Brothers Brewing. We have Tyler Tucker and our good friend Chad, who you will hear tomorrow on with Mr. Steve West as we continue our Movember push.
That's right.
If you're not already part of the family, come join the team. Sign up online at alt949radio.com. And you know what? If you really feel like you want to be a part of it, bid on some of the silent auctions we have. We've had some really good beers tonight. We had the Redhead Stepchild Amber. We've had the Family Tart. We've had Bill's Pills. And it's all coming from Mr. Tyler Tucker sitting in front of me.
What's up?
Thanks, TT.
It's the year of Brown.
It is.
It's coming back. Padres 2020.
Yeah.
Year of Brown.
Retro.
Not just the retro colors. Browns, whether it's American, whether it's Northern English or whatever.
Cleveland.
Dark brown.
You're brown, I will say. It almost borders on looking like Porter Stout-esque.
Yes, it is very dark.
It is dark.
No, it's not red enough to be a porter. It's not black enough to be a stout.
Mm. You can see light through it.
You drink it. It's clearly a brown. It doesn't have those over roasty, malty, sweet, cloying, sticky notes to it. It would take you either direction.
Mm.
It has that graham crackeriness to it, which
graham cracker.
So the thing that bugs me about some browns out there, sorry to jump in there, was that like they're more like copper color.
You mean like an amber?
Ish. Yeah. But my thing is like if I'm going to have a brown ale, I want a dark brown in color, deep and flavored beer.
Deep and rich.
And this is what it is.
This is a good Thanksgiving beer.
It is amazing.
With the flavors in this,
delicious.
Beer. I imagine stuffing would pair awesome with this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the sage and the stuffing. Yep.
Yeah.
The turkey.
Currently draft only right now on CO2 and nitro.
Oh, my God.
Oh, nitro?
Be dosing some coffee on some of the nitro ones right now and some of the regular CO2 versions. And
you literally go from Teddy Pendergrass to Barry White.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And we dose it with a really special coffee. It's called Blast Radius. It is twice as caffeinated. It's designed for triathletes, aka brewers who just drink way too much caffeine. It's 50 milligrams per 12 ounces in a regular cup of coffee. In a 16-ounce glass of Bitter Brothers Blast Radius, you're at 2.5 cups of coffee per 16-ounce can.
My heart is stopping.
I don't know if I legally should have said that.
You need to give me something.
Coming to get you!
You need to give me something with some hops in it, please.
You got it.
When Tyler laughs like that, I could only be scared. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy, their San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. Tonight, we're drinking with our friend Chad from Pints for Prostates and our good friend Tyler Tucker from Bitter Brothers Brewing. Chad, I know you got an event that's coming up next weekend, don't you?
Yeah, on the 30th. So Saturday the 30th. We are going to be at Harry's Bar and Grill, downtown Fallbrook. It's actually a bar named after my dad, who died of prostate cancer. It's one of the things I've gotten very involved with. My brother owns the bar, but we're going to do a Pints for Prostates November kickoff portion of the sales are going to go to Pints for Prostates. And as you know, we use that money to provide free screening for men. So yeah. 1 in 9 men are going to get it in their lifetime. It's one of those things that's not symptomatic. So that's why you have to proactively
one
be screening.
1 in 9?
Yep. And you have to proactively screen because if you get symptoms, it's further along. And that's a problem. Yeah. So that's why, you know, just like the blood test is all we're talking about. A PSA test, like when you're doing your cholesterol.
Thanks for what you do. We just wrapped up the brown ale from Bitter Brothers Brewing called Soul Sister. We had the redheaded stepchild Amber. We've had the family tart and Bill's Pills to start off the program with, and we're finally getting into the hops. At the very end, you saved this amazing collaboration. I mean, you did this with Three Punks in Manhattan for their, was it 62nd
anniversary.
Good God. This is one of your Collabapalooza beers, right?
Collabapalooza beers, yeah. So we brewed it for them. How this whole thing came about is Ivan messaged us because we have a very mobile canning line. It's one of the smallest in the industry.
Wait, Ivan knows how to message?
Yeah, so he actually reached out to ask if we could use the canning line to package out this beer there for Manhattan and them. And then I was like, hey, I want to absolutely be a part of this in any way possible. And then it just came out and they're like, why don't we just do it a three-way and just brew it at Ear Spot? And I was like, perfect. It works out great. I wanted to be a part of this. I love both those places. I love Ivan. I love Matt. I love Three Punks. I love Manhattan. I'm so stoked for what they've done for the South Bay, you know, South Bay Uprising. They crush it. And along with James down there at Chula Vista Brewing, it's just killing the South Bay right now. So I was happy to jump in on this. So
this is a double IPA.
Creatures, double IPA.
What was the take on this? What hops are you using to get into
it's
this?
It's a Citra Mosaic. That's it. At almost 3.5 pounds per barrel.
That's a whole lot of Citra.
Oh my
Mosaic.
God, this tastes like
candy.
So yeah, this beer's got Kvike yeast strain in it.
Wow.
So we use the Hornendahl strain, which is very tropical-esque. So you get
the
that
Hornendahl
little
strain. Yeah. I saw that movie.
Mm-hmm. That was never mind, Ken.
Leaves this like a tropical fruit, but it adds this little bit of like mid palate sweetness to it. So
how long did this beer take to ferment using that yeast?
I knocked it out on Thursday and I came back on Monday. It was done. I dry hopped on Tuesday. This beer, damn, double IPA, 9%, done in 11
Wait,
days.
You said this is 9%?
9%.
A normal double IPA of similar ABV.
Ooh, you're like weeks. And 28 days.
Yeah, months.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. The beer we knocked out at an insane Play-Doh and it was done in 3 days.
And it is like, crystal clear.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And the tropical essence on this beer is just nuts.
Blowing my mind. I imagine what is out there is out there, and if you can find this beer, grab
if
it.
If you can find it, grab it. This beer sold out in draft in 10 days.
But here's the good news.
Days.
You could turn it around quicker so you can make it again.
It's coming back. Two weeks.
There we go.
Wait.
There we are.
10 days?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Knock it out. Tyler, thank you for all the wonderful beer you do at Bitter Brothers. If we want to find you, what's the best way to keep up with Bitter Brothers Brewing?
BitterBrothersBrewing.com is our website. We're on Facebook and Instagram.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yep.
You open up a Tinder account because I'll be swiping right on you all day long.
I will accept that with some creatures in hand.
We will go out on this. Have a great night. We will see you next Friday for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. Ken?
I'm so thankful.
Yes, you are.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.